Hello, and welcome once again to another edition of TSC Music Radio's Music with a Mission, where we take an in-depth view of the artists God has chosen to use their gift to glorify Him, the stories behind their music, and of course, how the Lord has been with them in the process. Our guest is a man of God whose music has been a mission for most of his life. He is a pastor, musician, singer. His name is Pastor Ed Fairley.
In your presence, Lord, there is peace. And in your presence, Lord, there is joy where I can hide away from the cares of this world. Just fellowship with you. In your presence, Lord, there is love. In your presence, Lord, there is rest. And in your presence, Lord, I find strength. There I can find relief and shelter from the storm. Fellowship with you. In your presence, Lord, there is love. Yeah, yes. By faith I know that you're always near, but there are times I cannot feel your hand. But Lord, there are some other times I can feel you here. Hallelujah. When tears fill my understand. In your presence, Lord, there is joy where I can hide away. I can get away from all of the cares of this world, yes. Now fellowship, excuse me, while I fellowship with my God. In your presence, Lord. You know what? There is love, there is peace, there is joy, there is happiness. Yes, in your presence, my Lord, I find relief, I find
This is TSC Music Radio's Music with a Mission. I'm Derek Davis, and that voice comes from Pastor Ed Fairley, musician and a great man of God. Great to have you with us, Pastor.
It's good to be here.
You know, the first time I saw you, heard you, or heard of you was right here at Times Square Church You were invited to sing Easter Sunday and to bring a word of God in between the songs that you sang. And you sang some good old gospel standards. And I remember when you started, I said to myself, oh, this is nice. This is quaint, you know. But by the time you got to the song Precious Name, I was in tears. You have such a way of ministering. Where does all that come from?
I believe largely it's because of the experiences that I've had in my life. I know what it is to be broken. And I think many times our best shines through as a result of having been broken. I often relate the story of how George Washington Carver indicated that he was walking along the street one day and he encountered a rose. Mm-hmm. And he claimed that he had the gift of talking with nature. And he spoke to the rose and he said, "Rose, what is it about you?" He says that you are more fragrant. I've been in groves where there were rose bushes and their fragrance was never as great as you. Mm. And he said, the rose said to him, "Well, I was in one of those groves and someone walked too close and he brushed by and he knocked me off the rose bush. And the wind blew me. And the more I was blown, the further I was blown away. And I found myself on a busy street and somebody walked on me. And
wow.
As they crushed me, what happened is the essential ooze, the juices that came from me, as they seeped out, the fragrance became greater."
Mm.
I think because of some of the things that I've been through, military service, I served time in prison, I've traveled all around the world, and I know what it is to be bruised.
Before we get into all of the experiences that you've been through, when I saw you, there were no theatrics. Your voice was smooth and even keel. It didn't seem as though that you had been through such a great ordeal, but everything that you had been through came through in your music. That's interesting to me, because especially when you turn on Television Evangelist and you see so many people hopping and skipping and jumping and they claim they've been through so much, but you just said you've been through military service, you've been through prison, and none of that came through you. What's the explanation for that?
The constant in my life, even as a child, the constant in my life is that I've always loved worship.
Mm-hmm.
Worship has been a constant and remains and shall remain a constant in my life.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that I love more than worship.
You said you've been to prison.
Yes. In 1983, I have a domestic situation that got totally out of hand.
Mm.
And as a result, I spent 7 years in prison. Now, while I do not glory in the circumstances that placed me there, I count it one of the most enriching experiences of my life.
How's that?
Because it gave me an opportunity to know even better to know God.
How?
Because we feel that many times that God only works when everything is working.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to find that God works when it seems that nothing is working. I think many times the people of the world, or we as human beings, we are deliverance conscious from the standpoint that we feel that when we pray and ask God to deliver, that he opens the door and he lets us out and we run out and we say, "Thank you, God, and we'll talk later."
I've been delivered, sure.
Yeah. But I think many times in our lifetimes that we pray and we ask God to deliver, and he does indeed open the door. But he comes in, he opens the door, and he closes it behind him. In essence, we're going to go through what we've got to go through, but we have the assurance that he is there with us even as we go through. The Mississippi Mass Choir recorded a song years ago that says, "Having you there makes the difference."
Mm-hmm.
I think my best description of that in 2000, I was hospitalized. They said I had a heart attack. They said, I don't believe I did, but anyway,
okay.
They said I had a heart attack. And as I lie there on the bed with all tubes running and IVs, what have you. It was painful. It was difficult. It was uncomfortable. What was interesting, though, is that my family would come around, my wife, my siblings, they would come around. And while they administered no medication, while they didn't give me a glass of water, while the pain remained, the discomfort remained, but somehow just having them there did in fact make a difference.
So through the sickness, that lifted your faith to another level?
Yes.
You said the prison experience lifted your faith to another level?
Yes.
Did you have a ministry in prison?
Yes.
You had a ministry in prison?
Yes. Let me say this. Prior to prison, I had been in ministry 14 years.
So your experience happened during your saved life?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And that took
you. We
are
not exempt from.
Yeah, I'm listening to you here.
From humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And despite the fact that we can make misjudgments.
Sure, sure.
You know, and
sure, we have peaks and valleys.
And in a moment of passion, all that we know
can go out the window.
Yes, sure. Yes. Sure.
So now you're in prison, okay? You're saved. You love God, obviously, but you're in prison.
Yes.
But you don't give up.
No.
Okay, so now you're in prison and you have a ministry. What type of ministry did you have in prison?
For the 7 years that I was incarcerated, first of all, in Rahway Prison, now East Jersey State Prison, they had the only certified church behind a prison wall. They had their own church charter, their own constitution. They had everything. It was a fully certified church in the state of New Jersey.
Really?
We had the only church there. I became the president of the church council. I was the musical director for that church. Mm-hmm. And in those years, I was responsible for bringing some of the greatest named preachers to minister.
No kidding.
People like Bishop Chandler Owens, people like Pastor Dr. Marvin McMichael, who's out now in Ohio. Mm-hmm. I brought in Bishop Norman Prescott, and the list goes on. I'm just giving some of the names that might be more familiar.
But you had a music Lord ministry.
Yes, we had a choir of men, and regardless to who came in. And we had churches coming in every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Every church, every Sunday night churches, their congregations and ministers would come. And thanks be to God that we were not only ministered to, but we ministered in music. And even many times I had the opportunity to preach there.
So the music ministry, you had a music ministry prior to prison.
Yes.
You continued the music ministry in prison.
Yes.
With a group of men whom I assume just had no knowledge of God?
Many of whom had no knowledge of God prior to coming.
Okay.
But I can safely say that any number of them are yet walking with God in the street on the other side of the wall, many of which are even ministering.
Awesome.
You know, so the Lord richly blessed us. And
in a circumstance that you obviously thought was the most worst thing that could happen
in my
life.
What was interesting, months prior, I'll say maybe 5 or 6 months prior.
Yeah.
The Lord had lain on my spirit, the desire to do prison ministry.
Really?
That's so ironic. Well, okay. There's nothing ironic with God, but
yeah,
with us, it's so ironic.
Right.
But what was so ironic is that I had no idea it would be from the inside out as opposed to the
going
outside
in. Yeah, most people, when they think about prison ministry, it's like we all go in a group from a church,
exactly.
And we go in for a couple of hours, and then we say, bye, we're out of here. And but not for you, huh?
Yes. Yes, the Lord.
He used you in a magnificent way.
Marvelously blessed me. I mean, like anyone else, there were times that it was depressing. There were times that it was lonely. There were times that I wanted to be out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But through it all, The Lord marvelously blessed me. He gave me a great discipline study. I mean, I studied before, but I didn't have the discipline that I acquired while I was incarcerated.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name, Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. For in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name. Satan, you'll have to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on thy great name? At the mention of your name, every knee will bow and tongue proclaim, Jesus, Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior. Like the fragrance after the rain, Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. King, but there is something about the name.
Something about the name of Jesus. More with Pastor Ed Fairley when Music with a Mission continues.
God is incredible.
God is with you.
God is aware of your struggle.
God is ready to forgive.
God is powerful.
God is your friend.
God is a good listener.
God is for you.
God is willing to
God
help.
God is and always will
God
be.
God is able
God
to protect.
Is
God
good.
Is power to change.
God is a provider.
God is Jesus.
God is here.
God
now.
Is the one who loves you.
God is merciful.
God is a husband to the widow.
God is the one with your
God
answer.
Is there when no one else is.
TSC Music Radio. Where God is. It's Times Square Church, the church that love is building in New York City and around the world. Let's get you caught up, updated, and informed on some of the great things God is doing right here at TSC. Well, first off, the Findlay Avenue Outreach is back and want you to know that everybody is invited. It's an annual block party, takes place Saturday, August 7th, and it's right there on Findlay Avenue and 169th Street in the Bronx, New York. Lots of music, lots of food, lots of games, well, lots of fun for the whole family. So come on out and invite someone else to the Findlay Avenue Outreach. Here's one for pastors only. Our Pastors Only webpage offers a place of strength and encouragement. If you are a minister in charge of a church, a retired minister, or even a Bible college student, we invite you to register right now. Now, once you have registered, you'll receive an email confirming that your registration has been activated. Then you can log on to view the site. Pastor Carter Conlon and the advisory team of For Pastors Only look forward to the opportunity to encourage each other. For more information, log on to the website, www.tscnyc.org. And don't forget, Friday Night Bible School happens Friday, 7 p.m. in the Education Annex, room 409. New classes are offered periodically, so check out the website and click Grow for more info. Getting you caught up, updated, and informed on some of the great things God is doing right here at Times Square Church. And welcome back. This is TSC Music Radio's Music with a Mission, talking with our guest, singer, pianist, Pastor Ed Fairley. Pastor, you've been ministering through song for quite some time now, through various choirs, music ensembles, etc. So it would be safe to say that you are familiar with Christian music. How do you view the state of Christian music today?
I think many times today music has lost the message.
Okay.
Okay. We've gotten so caught up in wanting to cross over and identify with all, but it has never been our responsibility or job to identify. We are so busy being that thermometer when in fact we should be that thermostat. All right, we are not there. We are not placed in this world to tell what the temperature is. We are placed in this world to change the temperature.
Well put.
And so many times we are so busy trying to fit the mold as opposed to being different.
Mm-hmm.
You are the light of the world.
Mm-hmm. And the salt.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And many times I feel that what happens in music ministry is that we are neither light nor salt.
Mm-hmm. What is it about the old hymns that just penetrates the spirit so?
Message.
We're back to
message.
The message. Yeah.
Message.
Yeah.
And see, let me say this. I haven't just come into music ministry. I was born into a family where music has always been a staple. I am the eighth of 10 children.
Okay. Big old family, huh?
Yes, big old family. And every gathering of family eventuated in music. Yeah. My father was a singer. My father was a part of the famed Wings Over Jordan.
Okay.
I have old 78 recordings of my father.
78?
Yes, 78. Okay. And see, they don't even know about recordings. They don't even know about vinyl recordings. Yeah. You know, when you talk about 78 RPM, yeah. 33 RPM, and 45, they look at you like you're crazy.
Exactly.
In fact, now almost CDs are almost obsolete
because everything is iPods.
But when you talk about a 78 RPM, yeah, I'm kind
you're
of dating myself.
You're taking it way
yes,
back.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And my mother and her siblings used to sing. So we come from a singing family. My family used to travel all over the tri-state area starting back in 1976. We did it in 1976. We had gotten together, my siblings, our children. We were going to do a concert in honor of our parents' 27th wedding anniversary. They got wind of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, they wanted to be a part of it. Mm-hmm, so from there on, up until the time I was incarcerated, we were constantly on the road. The Fairley Family Ensemble. Back in those days, it was about 34 of us. Now I'd hate to number them.
So it's music with a mission that has taken you, what, all over the country?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? So, and when you minister, when you go out and minister, is it basically the same reaction every time you go? Does God show up?
Yes.
Well, that was an obvious question.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But to make certain that he shows up, I take him. in case he doesn't normally inhabit this place. I bring him with me.
Indeed. Our folks are going to be in trouble. That's
you know,
right.
In case I show up at the place at the place of the frozen chosen, yeah. I need to make certain that I've brought someone that's warm.
Exactly, like warm up the oven
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
My. But, you again are a pastor.
Yes.
And what's the name of your church?
Koinonia and Christian Ministries. Koinonia, Greek word meaning authentic fellowship.
Authentic fellowship.
Authentic fellowship, community.
Okay,
yes.
And that
we
is
take
in...
it from Acts, the fourth chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Acts, the second chapter, verses 41 through 47.
The name, that's a very interesting name, Koinonia, authentic fellowship.
Yes.
Does that mean that there is some fellowship out there that's unauthentic?
Oh, yes.
How so?
You can have fellowship in a bar.
Well, that's
you can have fellowship in a club.
Yeah, well, that's a given. I'm talking about in the church, though. I mean, do you think there's unauthentic fellowship in the church?
Yes, I believe it exists.
Really?
I believe it exists.
How so?
I think in some instances that our churches are social gatherings with a sprinkling of God, but it's not God-centered. It's not God-focused. What we endeavor to do, what we purpose to do in every worship experience is set the atmosphere for worship.
And music sets that atmosphere, obviously.
Music helps to do it.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
The Word of God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Music at best breaks up the ground so that seeds can be planted. The seed is planted through the Word of God. Mm-hmm.
Now that you have been through your broken period and you're passing...
I pray that I'm through it.
Well.
let's pray to that end.
Amen.
Because we know not what lies
around the corner. Sure.
But I pray.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every time you've been broken, it's always it's always turned out to be such a greater harvest.
It just adds to the peak.
Exactly.
You know, like a volcano... You know, when it erupts, it just heightens the peak. I don't have any problem with brokenness. I'm not embracing it.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. But now that you're seemingly in a more settled period, pastoring, singing, you're a keyboardist as your basic musical instrument.
Yes. My instrument of choice is piano.
Right, right. Now that you're in this place, what has God told you to do now, musically?
Whew, that's a hard one.
I mean, has he told you to stay the course where you are? Or
that's essentially what I'm what I'm sensing right now.
Okay.
Stay the course.
Stay the course.
I would like. Well, I think other people would like it more than I would, only because I know the time involved in the process.
Yeah.
But I would love to before while I yet have some sense of the gift and talent. I would love to record.
Which was probably my next question. You know, why it is taking you so long to actually come out with a recording? That seems to be such the trend where everybody records and puts their CD out. And what is taking you so long?
Well, more than getting the CD out for me, it has been getting the message out. And I realize that the CD is a medium by which I can get the message out. But many times when I've been asked to do that thing, I think in terms of the time that it's going to take, you know, mm-hmm. going in the studio, mm-hmm. and I don't have that luxury. You know, I'd love to, you know, as I've even discussed with your minister of music here, I'd love to just, you know, go somewhere and do a live recording, and mm-hmm. however it comes out, it's done.
Yeah.
But the studio time and all of that, I really don't. The Lord has allowed me, he has granted me a great opportunity to minister here, there, and everywhere. And the studio doesn't afford me.
Well, from a personal standpoint, I just pray that God does give you that time and releases you to do so. Because I think you're a great instrument. And as I said, the first time I saw you, I thought you, well, this is nice, a nice man of God coming out to sing some good old hymns. And when you sang, you just penetrated my spirit, and it was at a time when I personally was going through something that I really needed to hear it. And I think you're a great instrument that way. What advice would you give to singers, ministers of music, people who want to get into the ministry of music? Because it's very popular now. You know, everybody wants to sing a gospel song, and everybody wants to put out a CD, as we just mentioned, and what advice would you give those people?
Don't lose the focus. It is very easy after a period of time, after a few successes, after a few battles have been won, after a few victories have been won,
mm-hmm.
it is very easy to lose your focus and feel it's about you.
Ah.
Which is another aspect, if I'm allowed to share, it's the whole CD and DVD thing. It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, individuals get caught up, and they start believing their own press.
Yeah.
And it's not about them. It's not about me. If I take, there's one thing that I learned as a youngster, is that God will share everything with you,
mm-hmm.
but his glory. God will not share his glory. And when you begin to take the glory of God
mm-hmm.
to your bosom, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. It does. It rarely lasts for even a season.
Yes.
I've seen people fall from great heights.
Yes. And if I want to be a victim of anything, I don't want to be a victim of that.
Sure. Sure, you'd rather just keep it pure and
yeah, keep it simple.
yeah, indeed.
Keep it simple.
Indeed. So musically, God has told you to stay the course.
Yes.
You're preaching.
Yes.
What's next for you?
Whew. I don't know, but I'm excited to see. In fact, many times. That is my question. What's next? What's next?
Pastor of Koinonia. Am I pronouncing that?
Yes, you are.
Koinonia.
And Christian Ministries.
That's in Patterson?
Patterson, New Jersey.
What's the address there?
440 East 36th Street. That's between 19th and 20th Avenue.
Pastor Edward Fairley.
Yes. The Lord allowed us to birth that work We are now into our 15th year. We will celebrate 15 years in March.
Nice. You guys are not new guys on the block. You've been around for
a
minute.
We're not old guys, though.
We're not old guys
either. The Lord has done marvelous things for us in those 15 years. He has allowed us to grow mm-hmm. in leaps and bounds. And oftentimes my colleagues have asked me, you know, how is it that you've been able to do what you do with a handful of people? And my response always has been teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I think the growth and the development of the church has always been contingent upon teaching.
I see.
I believe that if people are taught, they will respond. If you want better people, you teach them better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, even in the scripture, preaching was done to unregenerate people. Mm-hmm. Once they were convicted, once they were saved, the apostles sat them down and taught them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So many of the accomplishments that we have is because I spend a great deal of time teaching. In fact, my people often say to me, well, you know, when you go out to preach, you just show off. I said, because I've been invited to preach. I said, at home, I teach. I think it's important to the development of the church, to the development of the body.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Understood. Before you leave, you know what I'm. You're looking at me. You know what I'm going to ask you.
No, I don't have a clue.
Yeah. Would you just sing a song? Any song that comes to mind that glorifies God.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Yes.
There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank you.
Thank
God.
You for the opportunity.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
On Music with a Mission. Yeah, it's been a blessing.
Both sides. Sometimes in those times, in his presence, I have the opportunity to travel in retrospect and think of all that I've been through, all that he's done for me. The doors he has opened, the ways he has made. He was my doctor in the sick room. Even my lawyer in the courtroom. And sometimes when there seemed to be no way, he just made a way. It's like he opened a door in a blank wall. He just made a way. And in those reflective moments, I'm compelled. I was taught as a child that thank you always makes room for more. Greg, people that I do things for and they don't even have the courtesy to say thank you, I'm reluctant to do anything more for them. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I haven't gotten completely delivered.
And I think many times we miss out on the blessings of God because we fail to say thank you for what he's already done.
Well, we do thank God for what he's already done. And once again, want to thank Pastor Ed Fairley for being with us. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. We sincerely hope and pray that this podcast is a sweet sound in your ear. By the way, we do want to hear what you think about Music with a Mission. We want your tips, hints, and suggestions. Email your comments to music@timesquarechurch.org or check out TSC Music on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, visit the website www.tscnyc.org/music. Portions of music in this podcast provided by TSC Music, mixed and engineered by Harry Vaughn, and special administrative assistance from Jessica Carrusco. Remember, if ever we put the messenger before the message, we have failed to present an unblemished gospel. I'm Derek Davis. Join us next time on Music with a Mission.